Hare Krishna. So we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, text 8.
Srimad Bhagavatam, prvo pjevanje, 7. poglavlje, strofa 8. Prijevod. Pošto je sastavio, pregledao i ispravio Srimad Bhagavatam, presveti mudrac Vyasadev ga je predao svom sinu, Šišugadev Gosvamiju, koji je već bio posvećen samospoznaj. Smisao. Srimad Bhagavatam je prirodno tumačenje Brahma Sutre, koje je napisao isti autor. Brahma Sutra je poznata i kao Vedanta Sutra, namenjena je onima koji su se već posvetili samospoznaje. Srimad Bhagavatam je napisan na takav način da onoga koji ga sluša odmah izvodi na put samospoznaje. Premda je pisano posebno za Paramahanse, to je za one koji su se u celosti posvetili samospoznaje, ovo delo ipak osvaja i srce svetovnog čovjeka. Svetovnjaci su zaokupljeni čulnim uživanjem, ali će i oni u ovom vedskom spisu naći leka za svoju bolest materijalizma. Šukadev Gosvami od samog rođenja bio oslobođena duša, a otac ga je poučio Šrimad Bhagavatamu. Učenjaci imaju različita mišljenja o vremenu nastanka Šrimad Bhagavatama. Međutim, iz samog Bhagavatama je očigledno da je delo sastavljeno pre odlaska kralja Parikšita, a posle odlaska gospoda Krišne. Dok je vladao svetom kao kralj Barate, Maharadž Parikšit je kaznio oličenog Kalija. Prema svetim spisima i astrološkim proračunima, doba Kali je u svojoj 5000. godini. Srimad Bhagavatam je, prema tome, sastavljen pre najmanje 5000 godina. Mahabharata je napisana pre Srimad Bhagavatama, a Purane pre Mahabharate. To je procena vremena nastanka različitih vedskih spisa. Prema što će Srimad Bhagavatam biti detaljno razrađen prema uputstvima Narada Munija, dati njegov kratak pregled. Srimad Bhagavatam je nauka o sleđenju puta Nivriti Marge. Narada je osudio put Pravriti Marge kojem prirodno teže sve uslovljene duše. Srimad Bhagavatam govori o načinima da se čovjek izleči od bolesti materijalizma, odnosno da potpuno prekine muke materijalnog postojanja. To je tema ovog dela.
So another name of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramahamsa Samhita.
Još jedno ime za Srimad Bhagavatam je Paramahamsa Samhita.
This actually belongs to the Purana. There are 18 Puranas.
On spada među Purane, postoji 18 Purana.
That means Mahapurana. There are 18 Mahapuranas and 18 Upper Puranas.
Postoji 18 Mahapurana i 18 Apapurana.
Mahapurana means who attains all subject matters of Vedic wisdom.
Mahapurana znači ona koja sadrži sve teme vedske mudrosti.
Apapurana is only contains a few items of the Vedic knowledge.
Dok Upapurana, ona dostiže samo nekoliko elemenata vedskog znanja.
If we speak about topic of Vedic knowledge, there are about 10 given in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
A kada govorimo o temama vedskog znanja, postoji 10 takvih koji su iznesene u Srimad Bhagavatamu.
In all Mahapuranas, they attain these 10 subject matters.
I sve Mahapurane opisuju ovih 10 tema.
First of all is sarga, creation.
Na početku govori sarga,
creation by Supreme Lord Mahavishnu.
Koje obavlja svevišnji gospodin Mahavishnu.
His creation is called sarga, first creation.
I to se naziva sarga ili prvobitna kreacija.
Second creation, visarga.
Onda drugostepeno stvaranje, visarga.
Visarga means creation by Brahma.
To znači stvaranje koje izvršava Brahma.
And then another one is poshana. Poshana means maintenance of the universe by the different energies and avatars of the Lord.
Znači još jedna tema je poshana, održavanje univerzuma od strane različitih energije i inkarnacija gospodinovih.
Uta is another thing. It's the procreation or impetus for creation by the Lord.
Onda stvaranje potomstva ili impetus za stvaranje koje daje gospodin.
So that means we are not coming from monkey.
To znači da mi nismo nastali od majmuna.
The supreme impetus of the creation is coming from the Supreme Lord himself, who is empowering different great personalities in the universe, like the Manus and the Prajapatis, headed by Maricha, and all different kinds of sons of Narad Muni, of Brahma.
Znači, izvorni posticaj za stvaranje dolazi od samog svevišnjeg gospodina, koji se prenosi preko različitih prađapatija, vođenim Maričom i drugih sinova Brahme.
So, the Supreme Lord has to see, take care that the universe is populated.
Znači, gospodin se mora pobrinuti za to da univerzum postane nastanjen.
It's not made by chance or just by out of voidness or nothingness.
To se ne dešava slučajno ili neizranja iz ništavila je.
Behind everything is an idea, is an intelligence.
Iza svega što postoji, stoji ideja, inteligencija.
So the supreme plan maker is the supreme lord, Vishnu,
Svevišnji,
or Krishna.
Svevišnji planer je svevišnji gospodin Vishnu ili Krishna.
Who is taking care that conditioned souls who are not in union with him, that they have an opportunity to engage in activity and this ferad is the material creation needed.
I on se brine da uvjetovane duše koje nisu u zajedništu s njim mogu obavljati svoje djelatnost unutar ove materijalne kreacije.
So therefore he makes this arrangement, the conditioned souls have a world where they can exist, where they can act.
I zato je sredio to da uslovljene duše imaju ovaj svijet u kojem mogu postojati, u kojem mogu djelovati.
He knows that they have fruitive activities or desires, selfish desires.
On zna da oni, da će oni obavljati plodnosne djelatnosti, znaju da imaju sebične želje.
Therefore he also creates the Vedic liturgies.
I također zbog toga stvara i vedsku književnost.
So that people have a guidelines how to behave, how they can enjoy the senses and at the same time also can gradually become purified.
Tako da ljudi mogu imati neku vodilju koju će uputiti na način da uživaju u svojim čulima i konačno da postanu, da se uzdignu konačno.
This is called pravriti mark.
I to se zove pravriti mark.
The Vedas have two parts, pravriti and nivriti mark.
Se sastoji od dva dijela, pravriti i nivriti.
Marka means the path and nivriti, pravriti means the path of fruitive activities.
Marga znači put, a pravriti marga put plodonosnog djelovanja.
And nivriti mark means the path of knowledge, the path of self-realization, that means to attain liberation.
Dakle, nivriti marga pa put samospoznaje, put koji vodi do oslobođenja.
So there's a competition between these two marga followers.
I sljedbenici ove dvije marge se često uzajemno natječu.
They don't like each other so much.
Oni se ne vole baš međusobno.
Especially fruitive workers don't like the renunciate so much.
Posebno plodnosni radnici ne vole one koji su u redu odvojenosti.
So this world is made actually for fruitive workers.
Jer ovaj svijet je sačinjen za plodnosne radnike.
But the actual idea of it is that ultimately all the fruitive workers, the karmis, will become liberated, that they will attain to the path, to the process of nivriti.
Ali konačni cilj je da svi plodonosni radnici karmi postanu oslobođeni da krenu putem nivriti.
Daksha, for example, is very much attached to pravriti marg.
Daksha, na primjer, jako vezan za pravriti margu.
He's very well known as one of the great prajapatis, sons of Brahma.
I dobro je poznat kao jedan od velikih prajapatija, brahminih sinova.
They're empowered especially for procreation. They not only create one child or two or five or ten, they can create thousands in one time.
I oni su posebno upunomoćeni za stvaranje potomstva. Nije da oni rađaju sina ili dva djete ili dvoje djece, već mogu raditi na hiljade odjednom.
Actually, everyone who is taking care for the people and procreation that is known as a prajapati, a father of the or a protector of the mankind.
Naravno, svako ko se brine za ljude ili za svoje potomstvo se naziva prajapatijem ili zaštitnikom ili gospodarem ljudstva, ne ljudi.
So this uta creation or procreation is needed.
I ta vrsta stvaranja uta ili stvaranje potomstva je potrebno.
Because it's a plan of the Lord that the world becomes populated. If there's no uta going on, if there's no procreation going on, the world very soon will be empty.
Zato što je to plan gospodina da se ovaj svijet nastane živim bićima, kada ne bi bilo stvaranje potomstva, uskoro bi svijet ostao prazan.
Therefore there's need of this procreation, but not need of monkey-like procreation.
I zato je stvaranje potomstva potrebno, ali ne majmunoliko stvaranje potomstva.
It's a need that intelligent persons, you know, who are devotees of the Lord, create children, you know, who bring something good for the world.
Postoji potreba da inteligentni ljudi koji su bhakti gospodina rađaju djecu koja će donijeti nešto dobro za ovaj svijet.
And ultimately attain the perfection of life through attachment to Krishna and to go back home back to Krishna.
I konačno ostvariti cilj života, razviti vezanost prema Krišni i vratiti se kući natrag.
Devotees in general, they're not much attached to the pravriti mark.
Bhakti uglavnom nisu jako vezani za pravriti margu.
Because they know very well the life is temporary.
Jer vrlo dobro znaju da je život privremen.
But there is also a need.
There's also a meaning potreba. Ima smisla taj život.
Although material world is a good place to entangle yourself, to fall in illusion, it's also in the same time a very good place, you know, to become enlightened, to become very much knowledgeable and attain perfection in Krishna consciousness.
Ovaj svijet je dobro mjesto za zaplesti se, zapasti u iluziju, ali isto tako je dobro mjesto da čovjek dostigne znanje, da dostigne svjesnost Krišne, prosvjetljenje.
Even here from the Bhagavatam, even the devas of the higher planet resistance, heavenly planets, their desire to attain human form of life.
Saznamo iz Bhagavatama da čak i deve koji žive na višim planetarnim sistemima žude za time da dostignu ljudski oblik života.
Because in the human form of life you easily can make your life perfect in Krishna consciousness.
Zato kada posjedujete ljudsko tijelo možete lako svoj život učiniti savršenim u svjesnosti Krišne.
In higher planetary systems life is too long, too much allurements.
Na višim planetarnim sistemima život je previše dugačak i ima previše privlačnosti.
Therefore they have great difficulties sometimes to maintain their transcendental consciousness.
I zato ponekad imaju teškoće da održe transcendentalnu svjesnost.
But a human life, especially in Kali Yuga, is considered very short in comparison with other ages and especially higher planetary lifetimes.
Ali ljudski život, posebno dobu Kali, se smatra vrlo kratkim u odnosu na ostala doba, što da govorimo o višim planetarnim sistemima.
But it also has a very good, therefore it also has a very good opportunity.
Ali zato pružuje jako dobru mogućnost.
To actually use this lifetime that we have, you know, for self-realization.
Da zaista iskoristimo ovaj život što nam je dat za samospoznanje.
Not only to realize yourself, but more even than that. To realize Krishna, to develop your love and your attachment to Krishna.
I ne samo da upoznate sebe, čak više da shvatite Krishna, razvijete svoju ljubav vezano za njega.
This is the gift for people in Kali Yuga.
I to je poklon koji dobivaju ljudi Kali Yuga.
So Kali Yuga same time is poison, same time nectar available.
I u Kali Yugi istovremeno su dostupni i otrov i nektar.
Depends with whom we associate.
Ovisi o tome s kim se družite.
He also said that those who are only into poisonous life, in pravrita, entanglement, in materialistic life, in ignorance, then unfalls also victim of illusion.
Ako se družite samo onima koji su zainteresirani za otrov, koji se zapliču u pravriti margu, materijalno uživanje, onda ćete vi također pasti kao žrtva takvih
stuka. But if he also said with devotee-like people who have more interest in spiritual life, spiritual realization, you can also become like them.
Ali ukoliko se družite sa baktama koji su, sa ljudima koji su bakte, koji imaju interese za duhovni život, onda ćete i vi postati takvi.
Therefore the sangha, the association is very important.
Zato je sangha ili druženje vrlo značajna stvar.
There's a saying, tell me with whom you associate and I tell you who you are.
Rečeno je, kaži mi s kim se družiš i reći ću ti ko si.
So, by mercy of the great devotees, and great empowered personalities who are representatives of God, Krishna, and we have opportunity to come in contact with them or in their disciplic succession.
I milošću velikih osoba koje su bhakti Krishne, mi imamo mogućnost da dođemo u kontakt s njima ili s njihovim duhom učinčke nasljeđe.
This is the great gift, great mercy to mankind.
To je veliki poklon, velika milost koju prima ljudsko društvo, čovječanstvo.
It's available nowadays is knowledge, although it's practically they know it is pearls thrown to the pigs.
I danas je to znanje dostupno, iako oni znaju da na taj način praktički bacaju biserije pred svinje.
Bhagavatam is Paramha Samhita, or how say Paramhamsa Samhita.
Bhagavatam je Paramhamsa Samhita.
Mostly this just dear, it's mostly dear for those who are already liberated.
Uglavnom je drag onima koji su već oslobođeni.
Who are already a nivriti mark.
Koji već kroče putem nivriti.
To those liberated persons, Bhagavatam is very dear.
Takvim oslobođenim osobama je Bhagavatam vrlo drag.
Now we may ask, but then how is it emphasized that in Kali Yuga Bhagavatam is the main top literature?
E pa zašto se sada možemo se pitati toliko naglašava ta poenta da je u Bhagavat, da je u Kali Yugi Bhagavatam.
Because most of the people we see and to whom we distribute these books, you know, is they are not Paramahamsas.
Najbitnije, zato što većini ljudi koje susrećemo i kojima dijelimo knjige, oni nisu Paramahamsa.
Paramahamsa means the supreme swan-like people who have no interest in any kind of worldly activities.
Paramahamsa znači labutolika osoba koja nema nikakvog interesa za materijal, za svjetovne djelatnosti.
But still they got the order of our acharyas, to distribute these books.
A opet slijedimo naređenje naših acharya da dijelimo te knjige.
To teach it to others.
I da ih podučavamo drugima.
So that means, you know, the acharyas, they're very, very merciful.
To znači da su acharya jako, jako milostivi.
And they make it very light, very easy.
I sve to čine vrlo laganim.
Of course, if we will just distribute the books, the slokas, as they are in the Bhagavatam, then we will not be devotee now, even.
Naravno, kad bi dijelili samo šloke, knjige same, onako kako, mislim, same šloke kao što zude u Bhagavatamu, čak ne mi ne bismo bili sada bhakti.
So why we are now in Krishna consciousness? Because of the purport of the acharya, and especially of the empowered acharya of the age, of the time.
A zašto smo mi bhakte? Pa upravo zbog tih komentara acharya, posebno opunomoćenog acharya ovog doba, ovog vremena.
Actually, from our point of view, it doesn't matter if the Bhagavatam is 5,000 years old, 10,000 years, 1,000, or created just yesterday.
Zapravo s naše tačke gledešte, uopće nije bitno da li je Bhagavatam star 5,000, 10,000, 1,000 godina ili je jučer bio sastavljen.
Because if the literature is it's relevant for us if we see this is knowledge and it helps me in life to improve my life and to my not material life but also spiritual life especially and attain result, then why we have to argue about the age of the or the age of the literature.
Jer ako je ta knjiga značajna, relevantna za mene, ukoliko ona meni može pomoći da usavršim, poboljšam svoj život, posebno svoj duhovni život, onda zašto uopće raspravljati o tome kada je sastavljena?
Because knowledge is always knowledge.
Jer znanje ostaje znanje.
Knowledge is in any time knowledge.
I u sva vremena znanje će biti znanje.
Millions of years ago and also today.
Prije milion godina i danas.
It's not that knowledge one time becomes ignorance.
Nije da znanje u određenom trenutku postaje neznanje.
Or that ignorance in one day suddenly becomes knowledge.
Ili da neznanje jednog dana, neznanje odjednom jednog dana postane znanje.
Of course, the confused people in Kali Yuga, they create this disturbance, this illusion.
Naravno, zbunjeni ljudi Kali Yuga, one stvaraju takvo uznemirenje.
They make out tak of knowledge ignorance and out of useless, not needed, something that we don't need in society.
Oni prave od neznanja znanja, ne od znanja neznanja i opet od nečeg beskorisnog, od nečega što nam nije potrebno u društvu.
And from from knowledge, from ignorance they make knowledge.
Znači od neznanja oni prave znanje.
So nowadays to whom we listen, who are our authorities, you know, medias, newspaper, TV, they tell us what we should think and how we should feel and what we should do.
I tako danas mi koga slušamo, koji su naši autoriteti? Pa mediji, novine, televizija, oni nam govore šta da radimo, šta da slušamo.
They are our mahajans nowadays of the society.
Oni su danas mahajane ovoga društva.
They make their own stars, their own people who give the direction.
I oni stvaraju svoje sopstvene zvijezde, vodilje, ljude koji upućuju.
Pop stars, music stars, film stars.
To su pop zvijezde, muzičke zvijezde, filmske zvijezde.
Politicians, sportsmen even.
političari, čak i sportisti.
They give the direction how we should dress, how we should behave, how we should keep our hairs.
Oni nas upućuju kako da se oblačimo, kako da se ponašamo, kakve frizure da nosimo.
And what is the philosophy on understanding?
I koja je ta filozofija, koja je filozofija takvog razumijevanja?
Of course, sometimes the philosophy or the, what they're speaking sounds quite sympathetic.
Naravno, ponekad njihova filozofija, to jest ono što govore, zvuči dosta simpatično.
Because many of them say, oh, we help also the people, we do good for the people.
Jer kažu, mnogi od njih kažu, da, mi također pomažemo ljudima, činimo im dobro.
To go to the nature and to the world and to do, and have all kinds of funds where they engage their money to help the children or do some projects in the world.
Brinu se o cijelom svijetu, brinu se o prirodi, osnuju različite fondacije kojima pomažu djeci ili različitim dijelovima svijeta.
They're very much in positive thinking, very positive.
Jako su naklonjeni pozitivnom razmišljenju, imaju pozitivan stav.
Mostly, or practically every one of them is a devotee or a devoted to Pravriti Mark.
Ali većina, praktički svi oni, su posvećeni Pravriti Margi.
For a person who is in Pravriti Mark absorbed, if he hears about Nivriti Mark, he shakes.
Za osobu koja je angažirana u Pravriti Margu, ako čuje za Nivriti, ona se strese, zgrozi.
Why renunciation now? Why not enjoying now and do good people and help the people now?
Zašto sada odvajanje? Zašto ne uživati sada i činiti dobro ljudima? Pomagati?
Of course, this is in one sense very good for people in this material world who are attached.
Naravno, takva glupost je jako dobra za ljude u materialnom svijetu koji su vezani.
And there is certainly a need for it.
I postoji određena potreba za tim.
But we should not confuse these two paths and merge them together.
Ali ne trebamo se zamijeniti ta dva puta i zajedno ih spojiti ih u jedan.
Ultimately, I have to understand, without Krishna, there is no humanitarian or philanthropical or supreme happiness available in this world.
I konačno moramo shvatiti, bez Krišna ne postoji humanitarni filantropski rad, ne postoji sreća koja se može dostići u ovom svijetu.
Because Krishna is the root cause of everything, of all existence.
Jer Krišna je korijen i uzrok sveg postojanja.
Watering different branches of the tree will not maintain the tree.
Kako se kaže, navodnjavanje različitih grana drveta neće dati hranu drvetu.
It's actually a waste of time.
To je ništa drugo do gubljenja vremena.
The simple process is to root, give water to the roots.
Jednostavni proces je dati vodu korijenu.
If you give water to the root, then automatically all the branches and leaves and of the tree, every part and parcel of the tree is also maintained.
Ako navodnjavate korena, automatski svi dijelovi drveta, svi grane i listovi, svi dobiju hranu.
But nowadays people don't know about this secret.
Ali ljudi danas nisu svjesni te tajne.
And I think this is completely unimportant.
I misle da je to potpuno nebitno.
And better we just take care for all the different leaves and branches and make them beautiful of the tree.
Bolje da se mi fino pobrinemo za sve grančice i lišće drveta, da njih učinimo finim, lijepim.
But actually our real root cause of existence we neglect.
Ali pravi korijen našeg postojanja mi to zanemarujemo.
Therefore the human civilization is in big, big trouble nowadays.
Zato se ovih dana ljudska civilizacija nalazi u velikoj
nevolji.
Because
if there is no real theological understanding who is God and your relationship with him, ultimately we all become Buddhists or atheists.
Jer ako ne postoji istinsko teološko razumijevanje ko je Bog i kakav je naš odnos sa njim, konačno ćemo svi postati budisti ili ateisti.
Means we become voidists.
To znači da postajemo voidisti.
Merging ultimately with now material life and in the end anyway we merge with the white light.
Sada se stapamo s materijalnim životom, a na kraju se sve, bilo kako bilo ćemo se stopiti sa bijelim svjetlom.
Now we are person, after that we are non-person.
Sada smo osoba, nakon smrti smo neosobni.
This is big problem.
I to je veliki problem.
This is ignorance.
Zove se neznanje.
We are always persons. We are now person, previous person, and next life, and eternally we are person.
Uvijek smo osobe, sada smo osobe, prije smo bili u vječito ćemo biti osobe.
God is also person.
A Bog je također osoba.
Of course, we may say we cannot prove it.
Naravno, može se reći mi to ne možemo dokazati.
This is something what you repeat.
To je ono što samo ponavljate.
I say, yeah, but we all repeat something.
Ja kažem da, istina, ali mi svi nešto ponavljamo.
Everyone is repeating something. Why you should believe that what you believe? your way of life.
Svi nešto ponavljaju. Zašto bi ti trebao vjerovati u ono što vjeruješ? Zašto trebaš vjerovati u svoj način života?
We also have our Mahachans, but we have Mahabhagavata Mahachans.
Mi imamo svoje Mahajane, ali oni su Mahabhagavata Mahajan.
Oh, who is your Mahachan?
Ko je tvoj Mahajan?
Oh, we have Narada.
Narad.
We have Vyasadev.
Vyasa.
We have Brahma.
Brahma.
We have Shiva. Shiva. We have Kumaras. We have Kapila Muni. Kapila Dev, we have Prahlad Maharaj, we have Chanaka Maharaj, we have Bhishma Dev, we have Yamaraj, and we also have many modern or the new time Mahachans. They may say, okay, but they are very, very old, you know, as we know, thousands of years ago.
I onda će reći, da, ali oni su jako stari, pa oni su prije tisuću godina postojali.
No. But we say, you know, yes, but we also have new Mahajans.
Da, ali mi imamo i nove Mahajane.
We have a whole disciplic succession of Mahajans.
Cijelo učeničko nasljeđe Mahajana.
And we have also Prabhupada, who is Mahajan.
Imamo Prabhupada koji je Mahajan.
And actually everyone who is following a Mahajan is a Mahajan himself.
I zapravo svako ko slijedi Mahajana je sam po sebi Mahajan.
Mahajan is somebody who has understand the real value of life.
Mahajan je ona osoba koja je razumjela pravo vrijednost života.
He's a Mahatma. Another name for Mahajan is Mahatma.
Mahatma je još jedno ime za Mahajana.
A great soul.
Velika duša.
So a great soul is he who understands who is Krishna.
Velika duša je onaj koji shvaća ko je Krishna.
But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, such a Mahatma is very rare. Sa Mahatma sudurlaba.
Ali Krishna kaže u Giti, takva Mahatma je vrlo rijetka.
Very rare, extremely rare.
Izuzetno rijetka.
Because most of the people are not interested in Mahatma life, they are in Duratma life interested.
Jer većina ljudi se ne zanima za život Mahatma, već Duratma.
Opposite of Mahatma is Duratma, that means he is interested in the temporary lifestyle.
Suprotan Mahatma je Duratma, on se zanima za privremeno življenje.
They are very much interested always according to the time, place and circumstances of what is fashion.
I takvi ljudi se jako zanimaju za ono što je moderno u datom vremenu, mjestu i okolnostima.
Because people may say, yeah, but your knowledge is irrelevant for nowadays.
Ali naravno ljudi će reći, ali vaše znanje je nebitno za ove suvremeno doba.
This was maybe okay thousands of years ago, the Vedic time.
I možda je sve to bilo u redu prije tisuće godina u vedsko doba.
Yeah, I say, we may say, okay, this is your opinion.
Onda mi kažemo, da, to kažeš ti, to je možda tvoje mišljenje.
Ultimately, everyone has to have some faith.
I naravno svako mora imati određenu vjeru.
So our faith is, you know, that the lifestyle what is given in the Bhagavatam is correct.
I mi vjerujemo da način života koji je predstavljen u Bhagavatamu je ispravan.
Not only thousands of years ago, also today. Because the knowledge what is was good thousands of years is also knowledge today.
Ne samo prije tisuće godina, jer znanje koje je vrijedilo prije tisuću godina također je vrijedno i danas.
But it has to become, of course, it has to become adjusted to the time, place and circumstances.
Ali naravno mora se prilagoditi vremenu, mjestu i okolnostima.
If you're only always repeating history, but we don't live the history on this knowledge given in the, from the history now, then what is the use of this history and knowledge?
Ako samo ponavljamo tu historiju, ali ne živimo to znanje iz te historije, onda je koje korist od nje?
Then we just become mental people.
Onda postanemo samo mentalni ljudi.
The knowledge very nice in our mind, but in the reality we don't apply it.
Jako dobro znamo to znanje u svojim glavama, ali ga ne primjenjujemo u pravom životu.
Therefore we become a schizophrenic society.
I onda postanemo šizofrenično društvo.
We have very good knowledge, but we don't apply it.
Imamo puno znanja, ali ga ne primjenjujemo.
This already many people have realized in Krishna consciousness ISKCON. And in general, Krishna conscious society, not only ISKCON, also in Gaudiya Math.
I jako puno ljudi je to već shvatilo u društvu svjesnost Krišne, ne samo u ISKCONu, već i izvan ISKCONa u Gaudiya Mathu.
That we are in one sense, we have very good knowledge and very nice philosophy, but in practical life, we are not so much realistic.
To znači da mi imamo jako puno znanja, jako dobro znanje, međutim u praktičnom životu nismo baš jako realistični.
Sometimes we behave quite opposite of what is written in the scriptures.
Ponekad se ponašamo sasvim suprotno od onoga što čitamo u spisima.
Yeah. And this is because of weakness.
I to je tako zbog slabosti.
People have three kinds of anatas.
Ljudi mogu imati tri vrste anarte.
Hridaya daurbalyam is an anata, weakness of the heart.
Postoji jedna hridaya daurbalyam, slabost srca.
Then vishaya, vishaya, attachment to sense gratification.
Onda vishaya, vezanost za čulno uživanje.
And the third one is aparada.
A treća je aparad.
A very good in committing offenses to other people, other living entities.
Iako smo dobri u upravljanju uvreda drugim živim bićima.
And because of these three kind of anatas, we cannot really live the Vedic life nowadays.
Zbog tih tri vrste anarti mi zapravo ne možemo živjeti vedski život u suvremenom dobu.
Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to make this movement, you know, not just for 60s, for the years of 60s and 70s in the 20th century.
Prabhupada nije htio da ovaj pokret traje samo tokom 60. i 70. godina 20. vijeka.
He wanted that it will go on, you know, for thousands of years.
Želio da se on nastavi tisućama godina,
even
da traje.
His books are law books for next 10,000 years.
Rekao je da su njegove knjige zakonici za sljedećih 10,000 godina.
You heard right, you know, 10,000 years.
Napisao je to, 10,000
godina. That means even after us and generations after us, this knowledge should be available.
To znači,
and preserved.
Nakon nas i generacije koje dolaze nakon nas, to znanje treba biti dostupno, treba biti sačuvano.
It is the duty of each and every follower of Srila Prabhupada, you know, to preserve this knowledge and realize it for yourself and in your surrounding.
I zato je dužnost svakog sljedbenika Prabhupada da sačuva ovo znanje za sebe i za svoju okolinu i da ga realizira u sebi.
Ultimately, this is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I konačno to je i uputa Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He says, Yare deke tare kahe Krishna upadesh, amara gyaya guru hana tara eidesh. Wherever you go and whoever you meet, then give them Krishna consciousness and in this way deliver your upadesh amara gyaya guru hana edesh, your desha, that means your surrounding, your land or your community or surrounding, deliver them, become a guru and teach them how to behave and act in Krishna consciousness.
I to je u stvari Čitanja Mahaprabhu dao to uputstvo. Gdje god da ideš, koga da god da sretneš, daj mu svjesnost Krišne. Na taj način postani guru i izbavi svoju zemlju ili mjesto gdje živiš.
Therefore devotee is always a devotee.
Zato bhakta uvijek ostaje bhakta.
Is always behaving like gentleman.
Uvijek se ponaša kao istinski gentleman.
Other name of devotee, Prabhupada, Vaishnava, is gentleman.
Drugim je za baktu, Prabhupada je rekao, bakta on je gospodina, gentleman.
Means he behaves properly.
To znači da se pravilno ponaša.
He gives the achar so that others can follow.
On predstavlja achar tako da drugi mogu slijediti.
So the examples of devotees is very much needed, practical examples in the society.
Zato jako je od velike nužde je da bakte postavlja dobar primjer u cijelom društvu.
So that the younger generation and your followers, or how say those who are dependent on you, have good examples and also become attracted and follow this lifestyle.
Tako da mlađe generacije, sljedbenici ili oni koji ovise od vas, o vama, također mogu vidjeti dobar primjer i slijediti ga.
As we heard yesterday, a devotee who is absorbed in Bhagavad culture, he has no fear, he has no anxiety and he has no illusions anymore.
Kao što smo jučer čuli, bhakta koji je apsorbiran u kulturu Bhagavata, on nema više straha, nema tjeskobe.
Anxiety, fear and illusion.
Niti je u iluziji.
Because he is completely absorbed in tranquility, in union with the Lord.
Zato što je
instruction of the Lord.
Potpuno uronjen u taj duboki mir, potpuno je jedno sa instrukcijom gospodina.
Means the devotee is already by practicing Krishna consciousness a liberated person.
To znači da je prakticiranje svjesnosti Krishna bhakta već oslobođena osoba.
Therefore he doesn't have to attain separation or mukti separated of the Krishna conscious process.
Zato ne mora postizati mukti odvojeno od procesa svjesnosti Krishne.
Therefore we can go directly to the essence.
Zato možemo direktno prići samoj suštini.
Should not waste time.
Ne trebamo tračiti vrijeme.
There's a Latin saying, carpe diem, use your time.
Postoji ta latinska pogovorka, iskoristi svoje vrijeme.
Use your time, use every moment in your life, you know, in Krishna consciousness, and get the best result in Krishna consciousness.
Iskoristi svaki trenutak svoga života da bi dobio najbolji rezultat u svjesnosti Krishne.
This is why we are here.
I zbog toga smo mi ovdje.
We are somehow the God's mercy.
Na neki način smo dobili milost.
By Gyata and Agyata Sukriti.
By uz pomoć Gyata i Agyata Sukriti.
Knowledgeable or unknowledgeable good activities we performed.
Dobrim dijelima koje smo svjesno ili nesvjesno izvršili.
Otherwise we cannot be here.
Inače ne bismo bili ovdje.
Bhagavad Gita states, only after many, many lifetimes of pious activities one actually can come to Krishna consciousness.
Jer iz Bhagavad Gita saznamo, nakon mnogo, mnogo života pobožnih djelatnosti osoba može doći u svjesnost Krishna. Bahunam,
chanmanam, ante, gyanamam, mam, prabhatyante, vasadeva, savamiti, samahatma, sadurlaba. But such souls are very rare.
Na takvi su duše vrlo rijetke.
Therefore, Prabhupada wanted that a move to create an institution or a movement of mahatmas, of mahajanas.
Zato je Prabhupada htio da stvori instituciju ili pokret koji će se sastojati od mahatmi.
We always speak nicely about the previous mahajanas, but we also have to glorify the present mahajanas and the mahajanas of the last 500 years coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Uvijek govorimo lijepo o starim mahajanima, međutim trebamo slaviti i novije mahajane koji su posebno koji su došli u zadnjih 500 godina u sljedbi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So the great devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Mislim na velike bhakti kao što su Bhaktivinoda, Bhaktisiddhanta.
Srila Haridas Thakur. There are thousands of such great acharyas, devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
Postoje na hiljade takvih velikih acharya, bhakta, gospodina Chaitanya.
Next days you have opportunity to glorify Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur, because there's appearance and disappearance days.
U sljedećim danima ćete imati mogućnost da slavite Bhaktivinoda Thakura i Haridas Thakura jer dolaze dani njihovih pojava i odlazaka.
But also try to see the mahatma quality or the devotional qualities of a devotee in present life.
Ali također pokušajte sagledati mahatma ili devocijske odlike bhakta koji su sada koji trenutno žive.
Don't keep the fly-like mentality only to see the stinky things and dirty things in people.
Nemojte zadržati taj mentalitet muhe da vidite samo smrdljive i nečiste stvari kod ljudi.
This is not Mahachan-like. This is not Mahatma-like. This is not Paramahamsa-like.
To nije nalik viziji Mahatme, Mahajana ili Paramahanse.
That is their quality. They see always the good, even if there is no good.
Kakvu odliku oni, kakve su njihove odlike? Oni uvijek vide dobro, čak i ako dobroga uopće nema.
Even if it is hopeless, even if there is nothing pure, good in it to see, but they see still something that is good.
Čak i ako je beznačajno, čak i ako stvarno nema ničeg dobrog, oni još uvijek vide nešto dobro u svemu.
And that little thing what they see good, they're not they magnify 1000 times, so that all the other 99.9% of impure things become insignificant.
I to nešto malo što vide oni povećavaju tisuće puta tako da ostavljaju da 9% ili sve ostalo što je loše postane beznačajno.
And I think this lesson we have to learn nowadays.
I mislim da tu lekciju danas moramo naučiti.
See even the little good in some people.
Da vidjeti čak i ono malo dobroga što je u drugim
ljudima.
Don't
see now, oh, you still chant 16 rounds, you follow all principles or not. You have long hair or short hair or middle hair.
Nemojte gledati sad da li mantra 16 krugova, da li sjediš svih 4 regulativnih principa.
You're thick or thin or always dressed in tilak and in devotional dress.
Da li imaš dugu, kratku, srednju kosu, da li uvijek nosiš tilak i odjeću bakte.
This is very external.
Sve je to izvanjska stvar.
This doesn't make you the Vaishnava.
To vas ne pravi Vaishnava.
But unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, we think this is the Vaishnava if we are exhibiting ourselves in such a way.
Ali nažalost u Kali Yuga mislimo to je Vaishnava ako sebe predstavlja na takav način.
But inside you can be a complete dog or full of garbage. But outside maybe you look very devotional.
Iznutra možete biti pravi pas ili pun smeća. ali izvana jako izgleda devocijski.
Cilla Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, now this is the greatest problem in the Vaishnava community, that we just present everything externally, but internally we don't realize we are empty.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, to je najveći problem u društvu Vaishnava, što izvana sve predstavljamo kao jako lijepo, ali iznutra smo prazni.
And therefore, ultimately, sooner or later, it's only a question of time, the external will also look ugly.
Zato konačno, samo je pitanje vremena, prije ili kasnije, vanština će isto izgledati
ružno. Because if you have not the spiritual beauty inside, you know, ultimately, what will happen with this body?
Zato što nemamo tu duhovnu ljepotu iznutra, konačno šta će se dogoditi s ovim tijelom?
With all the nice ornaments and decorations around it.
S svim lijepim ukrasima po njemu.
What the scriptures say?
Šta kažu spisi?
Without bhakti?
Bez bhakti?
This body,
ovo
it's just a decoration of dead
samo,
body.
Sve te lijepe stvari samo ukrasi na mrtvom tijelu.
Agava, bhakti, hinasya, čapastapa, čapastapa, and so on. Apramasya, dehasya, lokanam, rancha, ranchanam, something like that. I forgot the complete verse. But actually it's just a decoration of a dead body.
Sve su to samo ukrasi na mrtvom tijelu.
Antras, tapa, renunciation, mantra, studying of scriptures, knowledge.
Znanje, proučavanje spisa, znači mantre, tapas.
A culture, what you practice.
Sva kultura ili način života koji praktikujete.
Or taking part in nice family, even Vaishnava family.
To što se rodili u dobroj familiji, čak u Vaishnava
family
ili Brahminskoj.
If ultimately you don't have Krishna, if the absence of Krishna consciousness, Bhagava Bhakti Hina.
Ukoliko vam nedostaje svjesnost Krishne.
Chapas, tapa, and so on. It's all just lokana, only will be a decoration of the body.
Sve će to biti samo ukras na mrtvom tijelu.
And the loka, your surrounding,
i vaše
very much
okruženje,
impressed. They think, oh, very nice.
A vaše okruženje, oni će svi biti jako impresionirani.
That maya is, they think, this is very nice.
Oni misle, ovo je jako lijepa stvar.
But somebody who is Paramahamsa, he thinks, this stinks.
Ali onaj koji je Paramahamsa, on misli, ovo smrdi.
He becomes disgusted and he gives up such a kind of a society and goes in the forest.
On postaje
isolation.
Zgrožen, napusta takvo društvo i ide u šumu živjeti u osami.
Why you think why the people in previous ages or the sadhus went away from the society?
Šta mislite, zašto su ljudi u minulim vremenima sadu napuštali društvo?
Because they understood they could not tolerate, they could not live in this society and they could not do anything for it.
Jer su shvatili da ne mogu više to trpjeti, ne mogu živjeti u ovom društvu, ne mogu mu pomoći na bilo koji način.
Therefore, why should I hang in this society? I cannot help them and I cannot tolerate it.
Zašto onda se vucaram ovdje? Niti ih mogu pomoći, niti ih mogu trpjeti.
Therefore, to help myself, you know, I give up.
E, da bi se pomogao sebi, onda ga ostavljam.
I go in vanaprasta or I go become renunciate baba somewhere in an isolated place where nobody will find me.
Postojeći vanaprasta ili baba negdje na nekom ostavljenom mjestu gdje me niko neće naći.
And they don't leave an address behind. Or a telephone number or take the handy with them.
I ne ostavljaju za sobom adresu ili broj telefona, niti uzimaju mobilni sa sobom.
Or take a TV and, with them.
Niti ponesu
so
televiziju.
So that they're from distance still informed.
Tako da,
about the happening.
Čak i ako su na izvjesnoj udaljeni su da su informirani oko toga šta se dešava.
Because they already know this is it's just going on like that and will not become better, it only becomes worse.
Jer već znaju, sve se stvari tako odvijaju i neće postati bolje, pošto može biti samo gore.
Therefore they completely renounce.
Zato se potpuno odvajaju.
Like Shukadev.
Poput Shukadeva.
He was so upset about the material existence that he didn't even want to take birth.
Bio je toliko uznemiren u vezi s materialnim postojanjem da se nije htio ni roditi.
He was so upset.
Toliko bi
he stayed in the womb of his mother. He thought, here I will never go out. I better stay here in my Brahman realization and be happy.
Ostaje u maternici svoje majke, mislim, nikad neću izići van, bolje da budem sretan ovdje sa svojim shvaćanjem Brahmana.
Because he didn't saw a need, why you should take birth?
Jer mislio, zašto se roditi?
What should I do here? What can I do? I don't see any solution for this world.
Šta ću da radim tamo? Ne vidim nikakvo rješenje za ovaj svijet.
Therefore he decided to stay.
I odlučio je ostati.
One year.
godinu dana.
Mother thought, what's going on?
Majka
normally
se pitala,
after latest one year you should come out.
Šta se ovdje dešava? Obično najkasnije za godinu dana treba izaći.
You're still alive here?
A ti si živ, šta je, si živ?
Yes, mom, I'm still here.
Da, tu sam, još mama.
Okay.
Dobro.
Let me wait for you.
Ajde sačekaj.
Okay, months went by, 2 years.
Prošle su mjeseci, 2 godine.
Okay, Prabhuji, you become bigger and bigger and you're still here.
Ej, Prabhuji, postaješ sve veći i veći, a još si unutra.
Of course.
Pa naravno.
Okay.
Dobro.
Then what we do?
Šta da radimo?
3 years.
3 godine.
4 years.
4.
5 years.
5.
Ultimately 10 years.
Konačno, 10 godina.
Ultimately 12 years.
I na kraju 12.
You're still here.
A on je još uvijek unutra.
My body, you know, you become bigger and bigger.
Postaješ sve veći.
I'm very soon will explode.
Uskoro ću raspuknuti se.
And then Vyasadev, you know, son of Vyasa.
On je Vyasin sin i tada je Vyasa.
Of course not by semen.
Nije začet sjemenom.
He was a Shuka was a favorite parrot of Radharani in Vrindavan Lila.
Shuka je bio omiljeni papagaj Radharani u Vrindavan Lili.
And he already heard Bhagavatam from Shiva.
I on je već čuo Bhagavatam od Šive.
Kao Shiva was reciting Bhagavatam to Parvati.
Shiva je recitirao Bhagavatam ispred Parvati.
Parvati, no, she felt sometimes unattentive.
A Parvati ponekad je bilo malo nepažljiva.
Felt asleep.
Ponekad bi malo zaspala.
During the Bhagavatam recitation.
Tokom recitiranja Bhagavatama.
So then, but then Shiva, because he was completely speaking in trance.
Ali Shiva, pošto je govorio u transu.
Bhagavakata. He ultimately realized, you know, that his wife fell asleep.
Ali u jednom trenutku je shvatio da je njegova žena zaspala.
Oh, what happened?
Šta se dogodilo?
He fell asleep.
Zaspala si.
What's going on?
Šta
then who was always telling Dada, yes, yes, very good, very good. Sadhu, sadhu.
Šta se ovdje dešava? Pa
please continue.
Ko je onda govorio cijelo vrijeme?
Excellent,
jako dobro.
Excellent.
Odlično, nastavi.
I always thought this is you.
Uvijek sam mislio da si to ti.
But I see, and now you're spaced out lady who fell asleep.
Ali sad vidim da si ti spaced out i da si zaspala.
So, I feel very much ashamed, but I wonder who is the person, because this message, what I told you, only is confidential, only for you, because you belong to this internal energy.
Ali pitam se, ko je ta osoba, pa ovo što sam ti ja htio reći je jako povjerljivo, samo je za tebe namjeno, ti pripadaš unutrašnjoj energiji.
You should not be announced and described to the faithless, ignorant.
Ne treba biti oglašeno, ne treba biti opisivano nevjernima.
Shiva looked around, somebody must be here, listening.
Shiva je gledao, pa mora da ima nekog ovdje koji je slušao.
And he saw this rascal parrot,
papagaj. Tog nitkova papagaja.
Oh, you rascal.
Ti nitkove.
I will kill you now, I will punish you.
Kaznit ću te.
And you know Shiva, if he gets angry, Rudra, then his eyes become red like fire.
Kad se Shiva naljuti, oči mu postanu crvene poput vatre.
He took his trident.
I uzeo je svoj trozubac.
He chased his parrot. The parrot, of course, you know, was very fast.
I ganjao je tog papagaja koji je naravno bio vrlo brz.
He was not ordinary one.
No, nije to bio obični papagaj.
Transcendental parrot.
Već transcendentalni.
He was for the nectar.
On je bio žedan nektara.
So Shiva chased him.
Shiva ga je gonio.
But this parrot, you know, flew directly to the place where from Kailash he flew to Vyasa's ashrama.
Ali
above Badrika ashrama.
Yes, a Kailasha direktno odletio do Badrika ashrama do ovog prebivališta Vyase.
And there he took shelter in Srila Vyasadeva's ashrama. There his wife was there. She just opened her mouth.
I onda je uzeo utočište.
Maybe yowling or something. And then he just flew inside of her.
Onda je on se zaklonio u ashram Vyasadeva i tamo je bila njegova žena. I ona je otvorila usta, možda nešto zjevala ili šta, i onda je on ušao u njena usta.
So now you know how Shukadev appeared.
I sada znate kako se pojavio
Shukadev. Not female exchange.
Nije došlo do razmjene sjemena.
No, it's completely transcendental.
Potpuno transcendentalno.
Therefore, Shuka, he was already a liberated person. He was an eternal associate of Radha, Radharani, Radha Krishna.
Shuka je već bio oslobođena ličnost, već je bio vječiti pridružnik Radha i Krishna.
And But he got the order to stay in the world. He didn't want to go back with. He didn't. Radha Krishna told him, "You should stay here. You have still. We have a mission for you."
Al dobio naređenje da ostane u ovom svijetu. Radha Krishna su mu rekli da bude ovdje jer imaju misiju za njega.
So you stay here.
Ti ostani ovdje.
Because associates of Radha Krishna always want to go with them. If they are not here anymore, then go with them.
Jer ovi pratioci Radha Krishna uvijek žele ići s njima. Kada oni nisu tu, oni žele da idu sa njima.
So in this way, Shuka appeared there in the womb of. Of Vyasadeva's wife.
I tako se Shuka pojavio u maternici Vyasine žene.
But somehow they didn't want to appear.
Ali ne htio da se sada rodi.
12 or 14 years he stayed in the womb.
12 ili 14 godina ostao u maternici.
And then ultimately Vyasadeva, his nerves, even his nerves got became very thin.
I konačno čak je i Vyasadevu počeo ići na živce.
What's going on? Why he is not coming?
Šta je sad ovdje dešava? Zašto on neće da izađe?
So I go to Lord to Dvaraka.
A i onda je Vyasadeva odlučio da otiđe kod gospodina u Dvaraka.
Lord Krishna, please tell me what should I do.
Gospodine Krishna, molim te reci mi šta da radim.
My son doesn't want to appear.
Sin mi se ne želi roditi.
He wants to stay. Maybe you can come and convince him.
Možda ti da dođeš i ubijediš ga.
Then Krishna himself appeared.
I onda se Krishna osobno tamo...
Because Vyasadeva, he doesn't have to make big journey to Krishna. No? He has the quality that he can think about Krishna and immediately Krishna, he will meet Krishna.
Jer naravno, Vyasadeva ne mora putovati dugo vremena da bi se sreo Krishna. On ima tu posebnu moć samo da misli na Krishna i onda je odmah s njim.
Draupadi also got this gift.
I Draupadi je dobila taj
she got a blessing, special blessing of Vyasa. Whenever you call me, I will appear before you.
Dobila je taj blagoslov od Vyase. Kad god me pozoveš, ja ću doći kod
tebe. Gandhari, Gandhari and the other devotees.
Gandhari i drugi bhakte također.
And also Krishna. They got blessing. Whenever Draupadi call Krishna, Krishna will come.
A i Krishna je dao blagoslov. Kad god ga Draupadi pozove, on će doći.
Her name is also Krishna.
Ona se također zove Krishna.
Because she was very dear to Krishna, to Supreme Lord.
Zato što je bila jako draga Krishna, svešnji gospodin.
Anyway, Vyasadeva had the opportunity to immediately, when he thinks about Krishna, he meets Krishna.
I Vyasa ima tu mogućnost da kad kod pomisli na Krishna, odmah se sretni s njim.
And he asked him to come and convince Shuka to appear.
I zamolio ga je da dođe i ubijedi Shuku da se sada rodi.
Then Krishna he promised Shuka, he convinced him, come out.
I onda je Krishna obećao Shuki, ubijedio ga.
You will not become entangled, you have the blessing, just become a preacher of the Bhagavatam.
Imaš sve blagoslove, nećeš se zaplesti, samo postani propovjednik Bhagavatam.
Become a Sankirtan man.
Postani Sankirtan Bhakta.
Sankirtan devotee, then everything will be alright.
I sve će biti u redu.
Of course, when he appeared, he forgot this a little.
Naravno, kad se pojavio, on je malo to zaboravio.
So when the father wanted to initiate him,
i onda ga je otac želio inicirati
and perform all the samskaras,
i izvršiti sve samskare
for a newborn child,
koje se vrše za novorođeno dijete.
Shuka had no interest.
Shuka se nije zanimao za to.
Now he knows my father, he knows what he's doing with me. He wants to initiate now, make all these complicated samskaras from Vedic literatures.
Evo ga sad, moj otac, šta on želi tu inicirati sve neke složene samskare koje nalazimo u Vedama izvršiti.
I don't want to become entangled in this kind of culture.
Ja se ne želim zapletati u takvu vrstu.
And immediately left the home.
Kulture. Odmah je napustio dom.
That story, you know, it's described in the Bhagavatam.
I to vi znate, on taj priča opisana u Bhagavatam.
He left and the father, he followed him. Shuka, 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 my son, Shuka.
A otac ga je slijedio. Shuka, sine moj.
But he only, the sad father, he only heard the echo of the mountains and the trees.
Ali tužni otac je mogao čuti samo odjek svoga glasa sa planina i drveć.
There were some girls who were taking bath there in a lake in the Himalayas region.
I onda su našli neke djevojke koje su se kupale u jezeru tamo na Himalajima.
So he asked, we have seen my son Shuka.
Jeste vidjeli mog sina Shuku?
Yeah, but he went.
Da, otišao je.
But why you are so shy? When he went, it looks like that when he went you stayed naked and now when I come, you know, you cover yourself.
Ali zašto ga se sramežljive? Kad je on prošao, ostali ste nage, a sad kad sam ja prošao, se pokrivate.
Oh, but dear Vyasa, this is because you're a grihasta, you're a man, a family man, so we have to make a distinction between a liberated person and somebody who is a still in family life.
Dragi naš Vyasapa, to je zadružiti Grihasta, mi moramo razlikovati oslobođenu osobu od onoga koji, onoga koji je još angažiran u porodični život.
So anyway, Shukadev, he went to the forest, to the jungle,
i tako je Shukadev otišao u šumu, u džunglu putovao je.
This is described, he was like a madman, like a ghost, a person who is possessed by a ghost.
Izgledao je poput luđaka, poput osobe koja je opsednuta duhom.
Because he was completely avaduta, completely unaware about material existence.
Jer on bio istinski avaduta, potpuno nesvjestan materijalnog postojanja.
And he walked around naked, like as he took birth.
Hodao je onako na kao što se rodio.
But he was very beautiful in his appearance.
Ali bio je prekrasan.
He had all the qualities and signs of a Mahapurusha.
Divno izgledao i posjedovao je sve znake Mahapuruše.
32 qualities are given in the scriptures.
32 odlike su spomenute u spisima.
Time factor is not allowing me to describe them.
Ali faktor, vremenski faktor me ne dozvoljava da ih opišem.
We need another extra hour.
Potrebno je još sad vremena dodatnih.
But there's 32 qualities.
No, kako bilo, postoje 32 odlike.
And his appearance anyway, he was appearing like looking like a second Krishna.
I on je izgledao kao drugi Krishna.
And also a bluish form.
Imao je plavičasto tijelo.
Big, elongated, lotus eyes.
Dugačke, velike, produžene, lotusove
really
oči.
Long, nice, beautiful hairs.
Dugu, prekrasnu kosu.
And he looked very attractive, even to women.
Izgledao jako privlačno čak i za žene. Posebno za žene.
They followed him with their children together and but they make jokes about him because he ignored them. So the typical woman reaction is laughing and joking about the person.
Oni su ga stavili zajedno sa svojim djecom.
Just look at him, he has no interest for me. That is just useless, you know, it's a useless guy, you know, he's a freak.
On ih je ignorirao i to je tipična reakcija žena, one su išli za njima, smijele su mu se kao vidi ga, ovaj se ne zanima za mene, neki je ono otkačeni čovjek.
He wanted to be free of anything.
I tako je Šuka htio se svega osloboditi.
Now you may wonder, but we never heard that he learned Bhagavatam from his father.
I sad se možemo pitati, kad god čujemo da je naučio Bhagavatam od svog oca.
That it is mentioned that he actually learned from his father.
Ovdje je spomenuto da je on naučio Bhagavatam od oca.
Yeah, he learned from his father. First of all, he heard some of the verses when he was in the womb.
Naravno, učio od svog oca neke stihove čuo dok je bio u maternici.
But most probably in that time it was not really effective.
Ali izgleda u to vrijeme nije baš bilo
effektivno. Left the home, he went to the forest.
Zato što je napustio kuću, otišao u šumu.
And you know, Vyasa had many disciples.
I Vyasa imao puno učenika.
Brahmacharis.
Brahmacharija.
At that time he didn't write down Bhagavatam.
I u to vrijeme on nije bio zapisao Bhagavatam.
He only composed a few verses. Essential verses of Bhagavatam.
Sastavio je samo nekoliko suštinskih stihova Bhagavatama.
On advice of his guru Narada.
Sljedeći savjet svoga gurua Narade.
So he composed a few or at least had it in theory in his mind.
Sastavio je nekoliko stihova ili ih imao barem u glavi.
Due to his meditation and absorption in Krishna, this was revealed to him, this slokas from Bhagavatam.
Te Bhagavatam šloke su bile razotkrivene u njegovom umu.
Because it's Shakti Avesh Avatar of the Supreme Lord.
Zato što je on Shakti Avesh Avatar, svevišnji gospodin.
Veda Vyasa, it's the Vyasa of the Vedas.
On je Vyasa Veda.
So therefore he wanted to compose something good for people, some good knowledge.
Želio se staviti nešto dobro za ljude, korisno znanje.
But ultimately, although he wrote so many literatures and teach it to his disciples, no, he felt empty.
Ali na kraju, iako je sastavio tako puno vedske književnosti, iako ih je podučio svojim učenicima, osjećao se praznim.
And told him the message of the parampara coming down from Krishna to Brahma to him.
Onda je Narada došao i prenio mu znanje parampara koje dolazi od Krišne preko Brahme i njega do Vyase.
Then Vyasa he started to meditate and think about this Bhagavatam slokas.
Onda je Vyasa počeo meditirati na te Bhagavat šloke.
And he teach some to his disciples.
I podučio nešto od toga svojim učenicima.
And then he sent them to the forest because he could not forget his son.
I onda ih je poslao u šumu jer nije mogao zaboraviti sina.
He sent his brahmacharis out. Please go forest, find out this person. If you find the person, you recite Bhagavatam always. This Bhagavatam slokas.
Molim vas, idite u šumu i tražite tu osobu. Ako ga nađete, samo glasno izgovarajte te Bhagavatam šloke.
And if a person, in case a person will come to you and on embracing you, then bring him to me.
I ako vam priđe neka osoba i počne razukrliti, onda ga dovedite k meni.
So then they went to the forest.
I oni su otišli u šumu.
And instead of collecting wood there for the guru, they reciting verses to spread the sankirtan.
I umjesto da skupljaju drvo za svog gura, oni su recitirali stihove, širili sankirtan.
They glorified the Lord.
Slavili su gospodina.
With the chosen prayers from the Bhagavatam.
S odabranim molitvama iz Bhagavatama.
On the order of the guru Maharaj.
Sljedeći naređenje svog guru Maharaja.
They didn't know exactly after whom they are looking for.
Nisu zapravo znali koga zaista traže.
They had faith in guru, in guru's mission.
Ali su imali vjeru u guru.
So they recited these verses.
I recitirali su te stihove.
Then Shukadev, who was in this forest.
I Shukadev koji se nalazi, koji živi u toj šumi.
Mad, in completely absorbed in transcendental ecstasy.
On je bio kao poput luđaka, potpuno apsorbiran u transcendentalnu ekstazu.
He was an Atmarama. Atmarama means a person who is fully satisfied and in himself.
On je bio Atmarama, osoba koja je potpuno zadovoljna u sebi.
So then ultimately he heard.
I konačno je čuo.
Asa preshu apatreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utama shlokher bhakti bhavati naishtiki shrinvatam sva katha krishna punya shravana kirtana riti antaks bhadrani vidunoti suritsatam. And so on and so on. He heard several verses.
Čuje tih nekoliko stihova.
From Bhagavatam.
Iz Bhagavatama.
And immediately he felt attraction.
I odmah je osjetio privlačnost.
His ecstasy increased.
Njegova se ekstaza povećala.
He immediately became complete in ecstasy. He lost all his senses.
Odmah je postao savršeno u ekstazi, izgubio je svaki osjećaj.
His senses went in all different directions as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Čitan Chaitanya,
And he heard about Krishna, you know, all his senses became like wild horses, all going in all different directions.
Kad bi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu čuo Krishna, on njegova bi čula postala poput divljih konja koje bi se razbježala na sve različite strane.
And his mind practically broke apart in 1,000 pieces.
A um mu se praktički raspao na hiljade komada.
And he became so much absorbed and he was not looking anymore at what he's doing. He just embraced that person who chanted the mantras.
Postoje toliko bi urejeno ekstazu da više nije gledao šta radi, jednostavno bi zagrlio osobu koja je recitirala te mantre.
And then these brahmacharis knew, oh, that must be the person. So they were reciting the prayers, the verses, and they led him, you know, they followed, and Shuka followed them and they brought him to Yasudev.
Aha, to mora da je ta osoba. Onda su ti brahmacari recitirali ove šloke i Shuka ih je slijedio i tako su ga doveli do Yasudeva.
Yasudev was very happy to meet his son.
I Yasudev je bio jako sretan da susretne svoga sina.
Because he had this great desire to teach him the whole Bhagavatam.
Jer imao veliku želju da ga poduči čitavim Bhagavatam.
He became his representative.
Jer on treba postati njegov predstavnik.
Then later on, then Shuka left after this heard the Bhagavatam, he left.
I kasnije nakon što je čuo Bhagavatam, Shuka je otišao.
He had a good memory, didn't need a dictionary or a tape recorder or some computer to write down everything, so could memorize everything.
Imao je dobro memoriju, tako da mu nije bilo potrebno neki diktafon ili kompjuter da zapiše stvari da bi mogao zapamtiti.
It's the quality of a parrot, whatever he hears, he can memorize and he will never forget it.
To je odlika papagaja, što god da čuje, zapamtit će i nikad neće zaboraviti.
And for his name is Shuka.
Zato se on zove Shuka.
Shuka Deva. So he then went to place where Maharaj Parikshit
I onda je otišao do mjesta gdje je Maharaj Parikshit postio 7 dana.
Waiting for this bird snake to kill him.
I čekao tu lećeću zmiju koja će ga ubiti.
Because he was cursed.
Zato što je bio proklet.
Brahmana boy.
Jedan brahmana dječak ga je prokleo.
And he accepted this as a mercy of the Lord.
I prihvatio to kao milost gospodina.
So there were many other great sages and
I puno
devas
drugih velikih
from the whole universe.
Mudraca i deva iz cijelog svemira je bilo tu.
Waiting, who will instruct the king.
Svi su se zakupili i čekali ko će podučiti kralja.
But everyone when they saw Shukadev appearance, they knew they all rise from their seats.
A onda kad su vidjeli Shukadeva da se pojavljaju, svi su oni se ustali.
Because they are superiors.
Svi su ustali svojih sjedišta, osim Vjase i Narada jer su nadređeni.
Everyone's rise from seat and greeted great personality.
Inače, svi ustaju sa sjedišta i pozdravljaju, dočekuju.
Parikšit immediately recognize him as his guru.
I Parikšit ga odmah prepoznao kao svoga guru.
Jasya prasada, Bhagava prasada, Jasya prasada nakatiko topi. By mercy of Krishna, one meets guru.
Milošću Krishna osoba sreće gurua.
On immediately recognizes.
Odmah ga je prepoznao.
And then take shelter fully.
I onda je uzeo njegovo utočište.
Maharaj Parikšit fully took shelter. He took full shelter in Shukadeva. First question he asked, please tell me, what is the duty of a person who is on the edge of death?
I prvo pitanje koje postavio, molim te reci mi, koja je dužnost osobe koja je na pragu smrti?
About what he should think, speak and act about.
O čemu treba slušati, što govoriti, kako djelovati?
Please tell me.
Molim te reci mi.
Then Shukadev then started became inspired by these questions.
I onda je Shukadev postao potiknut
and
tim pitanjem.
This kind of question is the only relevant question that a human being should ask and what is beneficial for the human civilization.
I rekao, ova vrsta pitanja su jedno relevantno pitanje koje osoba treba postavljati.
Because if you cannot solve this problem of life, of taking birth again and again in this material world and live a life of ignorance, your life actually is wasted.
Jer ako ne možete riješiti ovaj problem života, ponovljenog rođenja i umiranja u ovom materijalnom svijetu, onda ste protračili svoj život uzalud.
And he concluded, one should use whatever time one has, you know, to hear, to chant and to remember Krishna.
I zaključuje da svo vrijeme koje imamo trebamo iskoristiti da slušamo, da mantramo i nešto hear, chant,
remember.
I da se sjećamo Krishna.
That's whatever time.
Koliko god vremena da imamo.
And he gave the example of Katvanga Maharaj. He only lived one moment, he had time left, no? And he used his time to attain perfection.
Dao je primjer Katvange Maharadža, on je imao još samo jedan trenutak života, međutim iskoristio to vrijeme da se sjeća Krišne.
And the Ankuraj Maharaj Parikshit, and you still king, you have 7 days.
I ohrabruje Parikshit Maharadža, ti kralj imaš još čitavih 7 dana.
And 7 days is quite enough, you know, to make your life perfect.
A 7 dana je sasvim dovoljno da usavršiš svoj život.
So we also may have maybe 7 days, maybe have 70 days. 700 days, 7,000 days.
I nama je ostalo možda
70 years or whatever.
7,000 dana, 70 godina.
But now these years we should use now, not have a long life and then space out.
Ali sada trebamo iskoristiti te godine, a ne živjeti dugi život i sve protračiti.
Use the time now.
Sada koristite vrijeme.
This is the message of Shukadev.
To je poruka Shukadeva.
Don't waste the time. Golden Nivriti Mark.
Nemojte tračiti vrijeme. Prihvatite Nivriti Marku.
Chaitanya. Nivriti Mark.
To i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu želi.
Go directly to Krishna.
Direktno priđite Krishna.
Don't go through the karma and jnana kanda paths.
Nemojte ići preko jnana i karma kanda puteva.
Because they're just entangling. It's a waste of time.
Jer to je zaplitanje, to je tračenje vremena.
But you need many lifetimes.
Tako će vam trebati mnogi
životi. Go directly to Nivriti. Go to Krishna.
Idite direktno Nivriti, idite ka Krishna.
Therefore Lord Chaitanya became very upset, you know, if sometimes some of his devotees were preaching something not in connection with direct surrender to Krishna.
Zato je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu postao jako uznemiren kad neko od njegovih bhakta bi propovjedao nešto što nije direktno povezano sa predavanjem
Krishna.
I onda bi ih izgrdio tako. Pa nekad bi ih zanemarivao ili odbacio.
Lord Chaitanya was very much, he was the yuga avatar for this age. He gave us Krishna now.
Jer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yuga avatar za ovo doba, sada nam je dao Krishna.
And therefore any Vaishnava, every devotee representative in this sampradaya, we have not to give any other path than Krishna now.
I zato i svaki njegov predstavnik, svi bhakti u ovom sampradaji, ne treba preporučivati nikoli drugi put osim sada Krishna.
Doesn't matter what is your external appearance and the place where you stay. Accept Krishna now.
Nema veze kako je vaše izvensko, kako izvanjski izgledate ili gdje živite, sada prihvatite Krišnu.
And daily, every day, recite Srimad Bhagavatam.
I svakodnevno recitirajte Srimad Bhagavatam.
Never mind if you understand or not.
Nema veze da li razumijete ili ne.
Srila Prabhupada told about Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Prabhupada je rekao Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati told, in the age, according to my opinion, in this age, in this time now, If all other literatures of this world are ruined or destroyed, if I have the Bhagavatam, this is enough.
Bhaktisiddhanta je rekao, što se mene tiče, ako sada u ovom dobu sve ostale knjige svijeta budu uništene, a ja imam Bhagavatam, to je dovoljno.
There's no need of any other literature if you have Bhagavatam.
Nema potrebe da čitate druge knjige ukoliko imate Bhagavatam.
And Prabhupada, then he told even something further.
A Prabhupada je rekao nešto još jače.
And even if the Bhagavatam is destroyed,
čak i ako je Bhagavatam, ako ga nestane.
The main thing is that we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Najbitnije je da imamo Chaitanya Charitamrita.
No, that's enough.
I to je dovoljno.
Because this is the living example how to live Bhagavatam.
Jer to je živi primjer kako živjeti Bhagavatam.
Therefore for us people in Kali Yuga, even Chaitanya Charitamrita is more important than Bhagavatam.
Zato za nas ljude u Kali Yugi čak i Chaitanya Charitamrita bitnije od Bhagavatama.
Because there you can see and experience, have direct experience how Bhagavatam is lived by Lord Chaitanya and his associates.
Putem nje možete direktno iskusiti kako su Chaitanya i njegovi pratioci živjeli Bhagavatam.
And Prabhupada also told Bhaktisiddhanta, he told
Prabhupada isto rekao
1934 in Jagannath Puri,
a 32. u Puriju,
he told that the time will come when we put the Jagannath company in an airplane,
rekao
and fly them directly to England, to London.
Doći će vrijeme kada ćemo Jagannath i njegovu družbu staviti na avion i preniti ih u London.
Together with Gaudiyanath, means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda.
Zajedno sa Gaudiyanathom, Chaitanyam i Nityanandom.
And Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra.
I Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra.
Then we will install them in this city like London.
I onda ćemo ih instalirati u taj grad kao što je London.
Because there's no other alternative, no other hope for the hellish condition of the material society in this age.
Jer nema drugog izbora za paklene uvjete u kojima živi materijalsko društvo ovog doba.
No. So and who fulfilled that dream of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati?
I ko je ispunio taj san Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati?
It's our Srila Prabhupada.
To je naš Srila Prabhupada.
Not another Prabhupada.
Ne neki drugi Prabhupada.
Our Srila Prabhupada who actually realized the dream of all the acharyas.
Ko je ispunio san svih acharya?
To bring the deities, Jagannath and Gornitai, and also the books and the holy name, everything, and the Mahaprasada, and the society of devotees, everything at one time.
Donijeti odjednom sve, i božanstva, i knjige, i mahamantru, i mahaprasadam, sve istovremeno.
And this in the age of 69, when he was 69 years old.
U dobi kad imao 69 godina.
I cannot imagine that now.
To sad ne možemo ne zamisliti.
We all now maybe 20, 30, 40, 50,
sad
something like that.
Možda 23, 60, 50 godina.
And sometimes one feels already old now.
Ja, ponekad se već osjećamo starim.
Less energy, less encourage, less determination to do something.
Manje odlučnosti da nešto radimo.
But Prabhupada he did it with 69.
Ali Prabhupada je uradio na 69 godina.
And normally people retire.
Kada ljudi obično idu u penziju.
He started for world touring.
On je pošao na svjetsku turneju.
Spreading the order of his Guru Maharaj.
Da bi ispunio i proširio naređenje svog duhovnog učitelja.
He built practically his own enjoyment in Rasa, in Vrindavan on the side, and took the mission of Guru as first place.
Stavio je na prvo mjesto misiju duhovnog učitelja, a sa strane je odbacio svoje vlastito uživanje u Rasi u Vrindavanu.
Because the message is so urgent.
Zato što je ta poruka bila jako hitna.
So much important.
I tako značajna.
And so Prabhupada created ISKCON.
I Prabhupada je stvorio ISKCON.
He created this worldwide mission in New York.
Stvorio je, započeo ovu svjetsku misiju u New Yorku.
Once they asked Prabhupada, why in New York? Not in London or in other places.
Jedan su pitali Prabhupada, zašto u Njujorku, zašto na London ili drugom mjestu?
Germany or Belgrad.
Njemačka ili Beogradu.
Then Prabhupada told, my God brothers already tried several, one tried in Germany, another one in London, another one in Scandinavia.
Moji su se God brother je već okušali, jedan je pokušao u Londonu, jedan u Skandinaviji, jedan u Njemačkoj.
But they all failed.
Nisu uspjeli.
So I thought, okay, in case I also fail, then at least I tried in another place.
I onda sam mislio, pa dobro, ako ja ne moram uspjeti, neka to bude bar na nekom drugom mjestu.
Therefore I tried in New York, in the capital of the world nowadays.
Zato sam se okušao tu u New Yorku, u sada glavnom gradu svijeta danas.
Actually, when Prabhupada came there, he was hopeless. You see in his prayers.
Zapravo, kad je Prabhupada došao tamo, beznadežno se osjećao, to vidite iz njegovih molitve.
He didn't know how I will teach this Bhagavata to these people in this age.
Nije znao kako će u Bhagavadharmu preniti ljudima ovog doba.
Because people that didn't come to him, you know, to learn, and he had to come to them like a beggar.
Ljudi mu nisu pristupili da bi učili, on je njima došao poput prosjeka.
So he didn't know how to do it, so therefore he prayed to Krishna.
Nije znao kako da to učini, pa je molio se Krishna.
Krishna, only by your will you brought them, you put them in illusion, only by your will you can take them out of it.
Krishna, svojom vlastnom voljom si ih stavio iluziju, samo svojom voljom ih možeš izbaviti iz nje.
Therefore I'm fully dependent on you. I'm your servant, somehow you send me here.
Potpuno ovisim o tebi, tvoj sam sluga, na neki način si me poslao ovdje.
I had two and, or three or even more heart attacks.
Imao sam dva ili tri ili više srčana napada na brodu.
But you saved me, you encouraged me to go on,
me
bring me here.
Da nastavim, doveo si me ovdje.
So now I'm here, that means you have a plan.
I sada sam ovdje, znači da imaš plan.
You have a plan, you didn't just send me here that I will return.
Imaš plan, nisi me ovdje poslao samo da bi se vratio.
Because the captain invited him immediately, no, Swamiji, why you don't come back? What are you doing here in New York?
Jer taj kapitan broda ga odmah pozvao, zašto se ne vratiš, Swamiji, natrag? Šta ćeš raditi u New Yorku?
Prabhupada, no, I will stay, now at least I will try.
Prabhupada rekao, ne, barem ću pokušati.
Otherwise I can always come back.
Uvijek se mogu vratiti.
And so he tried.
I probao.
And because it was the will and the plan of the Lord,
therefore it happened. To bila volja gospodina, njegov plan, sve se i dogodilo.
And Krishna consciousness will spread with us or without us.
I svjesnost Krishna će se proširiti s nama ili bez nas.
Nobody can stop it.
Niko je ne može zaustaviti.
It's approved.
Potvrđeno je.
So, therefore, with us or without us, the boat of Krishna consciousness will go on.
I tako s nama ili bez nas, ovaj brod svjesnosti Krishna će ploviti.
Everyone is invited to take shelter in it.
I svi su pozvani da se zaklone u taj brod.
Take your position, take your, find out what is your humble service, what you can do.
Zauzmite svoja
find
mjesta,
your place in it.
Zauzmite svoja mjesta, nađite poniznu službu koju biste mogli raditi.
And in this way do something good for you and also good something for your country or people in your neighborhood.
I na taj način napravite nešto dobro za same sebe i za svoju zemlju, za ljude u susjedstvu.
Never mind how you look today. And 10 years or 20 years ago.
Nemojte mariti za to kako izgledate danas ili za 10 ili 20 godina.
We are not this body.
Mi nismo ovo tijelo.
If you have long hair now or short hair or not always properly appear according to Vaishnava estimation.
Ako sada imate dugu ili kratku kosu ili ako ne izgledate uvijek najpravilnije u skladu sa Vaishnava procjenama.
The main thing is that you take this Krishna consciousness in your heart.
Glavna stvar je da prihvatite svjesnost Krišne u svoje srce.
And do something in your situation.
I učinite nešto u položaju u kom jeste.
I think it's very nice how that Krishna consciousness people become very colorful nowadays.
Mislim da je jako dobro to što su ljudi svjesni Krišne postali raznoliki danas, šaroliki.
Not only white and saffron.
Ne samo bijeli i narandžast.
Unshaven headed.
I samo obrijane glave.
And all the same sika.
I svi imaju istu siku.
And the same dress.
I istu odjeću.
No, it's very good that we have the variety.
Jako je dobro da imamo raznolikost.
Message is the same.
Poruka je ista.
We all know what we have to do.
Svi znamo šta trebamo raditi.
And therefore all devotees should also see not just these external things, appreciate what the devotees that they are around, that they are doing, and understand everyone does according to in his own way the best.
I zato bhakte trebaju naučiti da ne gledaju samo te izvanjske stvari, vidite što bhakte rade i shvatite da svaki bhakta radi u skladu sa svojom situacijom najbolje što može.
Prabhupada was very practical.
Prabhupada bi jako praktičan.
Although he didn't like people normally that his disciples have long hairs.
Iako nije volio da njegovi učenici imaju duge kose.
But because they were brahmacharis.
Ali to je zato što su oni bili brahmačari.
Of course, if you are brahmachari, you should have shaven head, bald head.
Naravno, ako ste brahmačari, trebate imati obrijanu glavu.
But but there was one story I want to tell you. There was one particular devotee in Vrindavan, the American devotee, he grew his hairs.
Ali bio jedan bakto u Vrindavan, američki bakto, i on je pustio kosu da mu poraste.
And then Prabhupada told, why you grow your hairs?
I Prabhupada ga pitao, zašto to radiš?
And Prabhupada told, oh, because I want to go to preach in the West.
On je rekao, zato što želim ići na zapad propovijedati.
Everything in disguise of preaching we do.
Prerušit ću se tako da mogu propovijedati.
Then Prabhupada told, yeah, but you know, this you already told me a few years ago, you also grew your hair.
Ali to si mi isto rekao prije nekoliko godina kad si puštao kosu.
And you didn't do anything.
E ništa nisi napravio.
By the way, you can preach in any way. Also with shaven head, because we are Hare Krishnas, we are known as shaven head, that bald headed, and with tilak, and that people will recognize us.
A svejedno možeš propovijedati bez kose, jer mi smo Hare Krishna, ljudi ne znaju da smo obrijane glave i s tilakom.
Yeah. So actually this is just your anata, hippie seeds, Prabhupada called it, hippie seeds.
I to je samo tvoja anarta, to su sjemenke iz hippie vremena.
One time also one devotee, he came with long hair to the Prabhupada's room.
Jednom je bakta došao s dugom kosom u Prabhupada.
Prabhupada gave a class.
A Prabhupada je držao lekciju.
And then this was just a young devotee.
On to je bio mladi bakta.
Not initiated, first time visiting.
Prvi put dolazi, nije bio iniciran.
And then Prabhupada just spoke about Kali Yuga.
I Prabhupada je govorio o Kali Yugi.
And he told, Kali Yuga, people one symptom of Kali Yuga is they keep the long beautiful and long so that they look beautiful.
A onda je rekao jedan simptoma Kali Yuge je da ljudi puštaju duge kose tako da bi izgledali lijepi.
And they spend so much money for it to taking care for the hairs.
I jako puno novaca troše da bi se ono da bi se.
And that's the first thing what this Prabhu heard from Prabhupada, you know. And it hit him directly in the heart.
Sredili kosu. I to je prva stvar koju je taj bakta čuo od Prabhupada i pogodilo ga direktno u srce.
Yeah, if you are brahmachari or in especially in 60s and 70s, it was very important this bald-headed.
Jer ako ste brahmachari, posebno 60s and 70s, jako je bitno da imate obrijanu glavu.
Nowadays we have so many different headed and shaped hairstyles.
A danas imamo tako puno različitih frizura.
And dresses.
I odjeće.
I think, if you are not in the temple, this is all right.
I ako niste u hramu, to je u redu.
If you have Krishna consciousness in you.
Ako imate svjesnost Krishna u sebi.
Because as long this is not disturbing you, Krishna consciousness, we can accept.
Jer dokle god vam to ne uznemirava svjesnost Krishna, možemo prihvatiti.
In Bhagavatam stated, Hiranyakashipu says, oh, servants, be careful, because sometimes the Vaishnava come in disguise on this planet that we cannot recognize them.
Hiranyakashipu je rekao svojim slugama, budite oprezni jer ponekad Vaishnave dolaze na ovu planetu prerušeni da ih ne možemo prepoznati.
So externally cannot know and understand who is Vaishnava. You see it in his behavior.
Jer izvana ne možete vidjeti i znati ko je Vaishnava. To se vidi po njegovom ponašanju.
Actually, Vaishnava is somebody who reminds you about Krishna.
Vaishnava je osoba koja vas podsjeća na Krishna.
So either externally, but also by his behavior and speaking.
Bilo izvanjski, bilo svojim ponašanjem i govorenjem.
And because we are a Sankita movement, it's very nice how the nowadays devotees, how we are family and we all tolerate and appreciate each other and respect each other.
I pošto smo i Sankirtan familija, jako je lijepo da svi poštujemo jedni druge i toleriramo i tako.
And everyone tries according to his time and circumstances the best for to be Krishna conscious and also try to give Krishna consciousness to others.
Svako se trudi najbolje što može u skladu sa svojim okolnostima da bude svjestan Krishna i da svjestan s Krishna drugima.
This is very nice.
I to je jako lijepo.
And this family will anyway increase more and more.
I ova familija će se svejedno povećavati sve više i više.
And establish itself more and more in the society.
I sve više i više se utemeljiti u društvu.
So the people see now the practical example of people who live Krishna consciousness.
I tako da
now,
ljudi mogu vidjeti praktični primjer osoba koje žive svjesnost Krišne.
Previously people didn't took us seriously because we were like a renegade, somebody who is escaping from society.
Jer prije nas ljudi nisu uzimali obzirno, jer smo bili nisu uzimali ozbiljno u obzir, jer smo bili bjegunaca koji su se odvojili od društva.
But actually this picture has more or less changed.
Ali sada se slika promijenila manje više.
Contrary now there is people missing us, they don't see us anymore in dhoti, shaved head and tilak.
Već počnemo nedostajati ljudima, oni nas ne vide, više u dhoti ima obrijane glave i s tilakom.
Sometimes they even think we don't exist anymore.
Ponekad
it's only
misle da više
something that happened in the 70s, 60s.
Da više ne postojimo, da smo nešto što se događalo u 60-im, 70-im.
Or maybe 80s.
Ili u 80-im.
Even in Croatia, heard, you know, in Pula.
Čak i u Hrvatskoj, u Puli.
People don't know anymore that we actually exist in the town.
Ljudi više ne znaju da mi postojimo u gradu.
They know previously that they saw us, and but nowadays they don't see us anymore.
Prije su nas viđali, sada više ne.
Therefore it's very much important that we make that devotees make this program, you know, to present ourselves as we are.
Zato je jako bitno da bhakte predstavljaju sebe kakvi jesmo.
Either in public halls or on the street.
Bilo u dvoranama javnim, bilo na ulici.
And have these kinds of harinams, simple harinams.
Imamo jednostavne harinama.
Prasadam distribution and whoever is interested take a book.
I svako ko je zainteresiran da može kupiti knjigu.
And even if there's sometimes a long hair one amongst you, that doesn't matter, that will encourage the people, oh, there's also somebody long hair, there's also somebody like this and like that, who is maybe not dressed in devotional clothes, okay, that these Hare Krishnas are all right.
Onda će ljudi misliti da ovi Hare Krishna su u redu, ukoliko vide da među vama također ima neko koji ima i dugu kosu i nije obučen kao bhakta.
They're actually normal people.
Mislit će ovi su normalni ljudi.
Of course they're a little different, but they're normal.
Da, malo su različiti, ali su normalni.
That they like.
Da, to mi se dopada.
They're also our people.
To su naši ljudi.
Although they're a little special in the way, but they're normal.
Iako su malo posebni na određeni način, ipak su normalni.
And ultimately, although they maybe will not appreciate immediately or accept, then ultimately they will accept.
Iako neće možda odmah prihvatiti ili cijeniti, konačno će prihvatiti.
Because everything else will anyway fall apart, but Krishna consciousness will always go on.
Jer sve drugo će se onako raspasti, a svjesnost Krishna će se nastaviti.
So, first they laugh about us, then they don't like us, and then in the end they will accept.
Prvo nam se smije, onda nas ne vole i na kraju nas prihvaćaju.
That's the way of life.
Tako se stvari dešavaju.
So don't become discouraged.
Nemojte postati obeshrabreni.
You already have the laughing period behind you.
Prošao je taj period podsmijeha.
The enemy period also.
Taj period neprijateljstva.
So, what's the problem? Only can become better.
U čemu je problem? Onda može biti samo bolje.
So therefore, for what you are waiting?
Za onda šta čekate?
Take the opportunity now.
Iskoristite ovu mogućnost sada.
And join these Krishna conscious programs.
I priključite se ovim programima svjesnosti Krishna.
And don't forget, the greatest charitable and humanitarian work in this society is to give Krishna to the people.
I ne zaboravite, najveći dobrotvorni rad, najmilosrdnija aktivnost u ovom svijetu je da date ljudima svjesnost Krishna.
Give them the Krishna prasad.
I date im Krishna prasadom.
Give them the transcendental foodstuffs.
Dajte im transcendentalnu hranu.
Krishna prasada also means the holy name. It means Krishna's books.
To također znači Krishna ime i Krishna knjige.
That's all mercy.
Sve je to milost.
And we don't have to disguise ourselves and present ourselves as beggars.
I ne moramo se prerušiti ili predstavljati se poput prosjeka.
Don't have to beg.
Ne morate prositi.
Of course we can beg them. Please chant.
Naravno, možemo ih moliti, pjevajte Hare Krishna.
But we don't have to put ourselves on the for the money sake, you know, as maintenance to become beggars.
No, ne moramo se radi vlastitog održavanja ponašati kao prosjeci.
Be sure and convinced if you do something good for Krishna, Krishna will take care. He will maintain you. That's his promise.
Ubijeđeni, ako radite nešto dobro za Krishna, on će se brinuti za vas. To je obećao.
Don't have to become beggar.
Ne morate postati prosjak.
Brahmachari can may beg, but grihastha should not beg.
Brahmachari može prositi, ali grihastha ne.
Grihastha should be nicely situated, either in the mission or in the society.
Grihastha treba biti situiran bilo u misiji, bilo u društvu.
But we don't have to become beggars.
Ali ne trebamo postati prosjeci.
Just be Vaishnava.
Samo budite Vaishnava.
Just be a honest person and give, do your duty.
Budite poštena osoba i obavljajte svoju dužnost.
And money will come and all facility will come.
A novac će doći i sve pogodnosti.
Don't be scared.
Nemojte se bojati.
The only scare should be, you know, how I will please Krishna.
Jedno čega za što se trebate brinuti je kako će zadovoljiti
Krishna.
How Krishna.
I will please my Guru Maharaj.
Kako će zadovoljiti svog Guru.
Srila Prabhupada, of course.
I Prabhupada, naravno.
To whom we are all indebted and who is our main Guru for all.
Naš glavni guru i čiji smo svi dužnici.
So this should be our concern.
To treba biti naša briga.
That we don't forget that.
To ne smemo zapraviti.
Then everything else will be all right.
A sve drugo će biti u redu.
It's already taken care for.
Već je neko pobrinuo za sve to.
So don't be in anxiety.
Nemojte biti u tjeskobi.
Don't forget yesterday's verse, if you are in Krishna consciousness or Bhagavatam consciousness, you become free of fear, anxiety and illusions.
Nemojte zaboraviti jučerašnji stih. Ako ste u svjesnosti Krishna, bit ćete oslobođeni od straha, tjeskobe i iluzije.
And you become uplifted to the platform of Paramahamsa.
I uzdići ćete se do platforme do nivoa Paramahamse.
And nobody should be criticized, oh, why you're not Paramahamsa now?
A nikoga ne smemo kritizirati, zašto sada nisi Paramahamsa?
Hey, why you're telling me, you know, I'm still taking bath, I'm in the shower process.
Zašto mi to govoriš? Pa još se kupam.
So the main thing is that we're in the process.
Bitna stvar je da smo u procesu.
So we need time for it.
Zato nam je potrebno vrijeme.
And the time we have now still.
A imamo vremena još.
And this time nobody can take you, it's your time.
I vrijeme vam niko ne može oduzeti, to je
so
vaše vrijeme.
It, use it.
Zato ga nemojte tračiti i iskoristiti.
And become eternally happy and perfect.
I postanete vječito sretni i savršeno svjesnosti Krishna.
Okay. I know there must be a question. And the question is, you know, what are the other topics of the Purana?
Znam da bi
so
pitanje.
I give you a short. Gives you an after Uta, because I stopped with Uta, the four principle.
Drugi principi Purana su.
It's the procreation, impetus for creation, for the procreation.
Podsticaj za stvaranje stanovništva.
And another topic of the Mahapurana.
Onda druga
is,
tema je
Manvantaras.
Manvantare.
Descriptions of the different manus.
Opisi različitih manua.
14 manus in the day of Brahma.
14 manua ima u danu Brahme.
So this is one topic.
To je jedna tema.
Then another topic is the Ishanukata. That means the all the stories of the avatars and
onda
their devotees.
Priče o avatarima i njihovim bhaktama.
So, and then the, another topic is mukti,
onda
liberation,
mukti, oslobođenje,
protection already told, protection by the Lord,
zaštita od gospodina,
protection and maintenance of the Lord,
kako gospodin štiti od država.
One is, what is eight? Yeah, protection. Yeah, actually, protection is the eight. Then liberation.
Oslobođenje.
And ultimately, the summum bonum to attain information about Krishna himself.
Summum bonum, informacija o samom Krishna.
So the, all these Puranas, there are 18 Puranas. They're describing these 10 subjects.
I tih 18 Purana opisuje ovih 10 tema.
And one should hear about these subjects as Maharaj Parikshit has heard.
I o njima trebamo slušati onako kao što je čuo Parikshit Maharaj.
Not only feel interested in the summum bonum, but also hear about other topics of Bhagavatam.
Ne samo da se zanimamo za summum bonum, već i za ostale teme Bhagavatama.
No. So and especially the Bhagavatam is the Amala Purana, spotless.
Bhagavatam je Amala Purana, Purana, bezgrešna Purana.
And it is recommended especially for this age.
I posebno preporučeno za ovo doba.
Vyasadeva is a commentary to Vedanta.
Ja se u njoj dao komentar na Vedantu.
And it was Lord, in the school of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is accepted as the supreme evidence of the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya.
I u školi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prihvaćena je kao vrhovni dokaz filozofije svjesnosti Krišne.
Amala Puranam, it's supreme evidence. Anyway, and then of course for us Chaitanya Charitamrita is important because there the Bhagavatam is in practical form described.
I Chaitanya Charitamrita je bitna jer je u praktičnom obliku opisan Srimad Bhagavatam u njoj.
And this is our main book for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. These two books, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam.
Te dvije knjige su glavne za Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Therefore we should take care that we can read these every day.
Zato trebamo to pažljivo čitati svaki dan.
Discuss this amongst each other.
I razgovarati
and then o njima. By doing that you are not in this material world anymore. Then you are absorbed in Krishna.
To radite biš nisto materijalnom svijetu, već u duhovnom svijetu.
Feel very joyful and happy.
Iako se radosnim i sretnim osjećate.
This is the benefit of hearing about Gaura and Krishna Katha.
I to je blagoslov slušanja Gaura i Krishna Katha.
And in the association of devotees it becomes very sweet, becomes even more sweet.
A u društvu bhakta to postoje još slađe.
Shukamukha amritam trava samyutam. Okay, somebody, you have a question. Yeah, bhakti doesn't have to appear in your heart, it's already there.
Bhakti se ne mora pojaviti u srcu, ona je već tu.
Because we all have a turn, we have this tendency to love Krishna.
Svi imamo tu sklonost da volimo Krishnu.
But now it became shrinked.
Ali sada se ona smanjila.
It's conserved, but not lost.
Ali nije izgubljena, nikad nije izgubljena. Samo je prekrivena. Smanjila se.
So now by the watering process of hearing and chanting,
i ukoliko navodnjavamo
bhakti becomes developed again.
Onda se bhakti ponovo razvije.
Ignorance, rajas, tamas will disappear. Lust and greed.
Negativne stvari će nestati.
Then bhakti will become,
i bhakti
will blossom
će procvjetati.
Like a lotus flower.
Poput lotusovog cvijeta.
It will come up. It's already there. You don't have to get it from outside.
Ne trebaš je dobiti izvana.
You only need somebody who is giving you this information to give you the remind
samo
program.
Neko da te podsjeti, da ti da informaciju.
And who is transforming your idea of entangling in this material life and instead for that to connect you with Krishna.
I da umjesto se vezuješ za materijalni svijet da te poveže sa Krishnom.
So if the program is changed by the Vaishnava association, then is only progress possible. Progress will be possible if the program is changed.
Ako se program promijeni,
direction.
Ili kako pravac, ako se promijeni u društvu Vaishnava, onda je samo uspjeh moguć.
So, Nitya Sita Krishna Prem, Shabha Karanoj, Shrava Nadi Shute Chita Karyodoj. It's already there.
Već je tu.
And in the CC it is described, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that everyone is by nature Krishna conscious.
U čitanju je opisano svako je prirodno svjestan Krishne.
But unfortunately people have forgotten that.
Ali nažalost ljudi to zaboravili.
And therefore the great sage Vyasadev he thought about was very concerned about that.
I zato je Vyasadev bio jako zabrinut.
And therefore he composed his Vedic literature.
I sastavio Srimad Bhagavatam.
So that by mercy of by this information of Bhagavatam they can reawaken this their dormant love to Krishna.
Tako da se može probuditi ponovo ta ljubav prema Krishna.
And another state place is stated that therefore the Lord appeared in two ways in the age of Kali.
I zato je rečeno na drugom mjestu se Gospodin pojavljuje na dva načina u Kali Jugi.
Vaishnava Shastra and Vaishnava.
Kao Vaishnava Shastra i kao Vaishnava.
That's the two ways how the Lord appeared in Kali Yuga.
Na ta se dva načina Gospodin pojavljuje u Kali Jugi.
Vaishnava Shastra is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam and other books in this line. But we have to hear it and to discuss it and realize
it. Te knjige moramo slušati i razgovarati o njima i shvatiti ih u društvu bhakta.
But now we have to stop because he's suffering.
A sada moramo stati jer on pati.
So I cannot tolerate that. So the main information you got, and be happy now. Haribol.